It's Wednesday, December 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that persecution against Christians is set to increase across Asia, the Middle East, and Africa next year. The countries of concern are China, Malaysia, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, Egypt, Nigeria, and India. Christians in these countries suffer under communism, Islamic extremism, militant Hinduism, and the use of the coronavirus pandemic as a cover for persecution. Release International CEO Paul Robinson noted, quote, "Despite persecution and pandemic, we see clear evidence of the boldness, courage, and trust in God of Christians under pressure around the world," end quote. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." Spain's health ministry recently released data on abortions in the country for last year. In 2019, 99,149 babies were murdered in the womb. It's the highest figure since 2013, but the numbers are down compared with 2010 when the government broadened the scope of its abortion law. A recent appeals court ruling in the UK struck a blow to Britain's thought police. The case began when a man, pretending to be a woman, reported Twitter comments he deemed offensive to the police. The author of the comments, Kate Scottow, had allegedly, quote-unquote, misgendered the man. Scottow faced a $1,300 fine, which the recent court ruling overturned. Over the last 5 years, police in England have recorded over 120,000 so-called, quote, non-crime hate incidents, end quote. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday against New York's attendance caps on religious services. The court ordered the state's 10 and 25-person caps to be enjoined while the case is pending. New York cannot enforce their caps on any house of worship now. The ruling stated, quote, "The restrictions challenged here specially and disproportionately burden religious exercise and thus strike at the very heart of the First Amendment's guarantee of religious liberty," end quote. Recent data analysis found that 80% of atheists and agnostics voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. The percentage of American voters who identify as religious has generally decreased or flatlined since the 1970s. Meanwhile, the percentage of voters who do not identify with any religion has increased from 5% in 1972 to 23% in 2018. Members of this fastest-growing voter demographic also identify themselves as more and more liberal over the past 5 years. Proverbs 29, verse 16 says, "When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall." A group of Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania stated Monday that the certification of their state's 2020 presidential election results was premature and in error. The lawmakers said their analysis of the results found that the number of ballots counted was 170,830 votes greater than the number of voters who actually voted. Biden supposedly won the state by just over 80,000 votes. Lifeway Christian Resources told CBN News there was a big increase in the number of Bibles sold during the coronavirus pandemic. Other publishers like Alabaster Company and Tyndale House also reported significant increases in Bible sales this year. Although 90% of American households own a Bible, over 50% of Americans have read very little of it. 2 Peter 1, verse 19 says, "We also have the more sure prophetic word, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place." A study by scientists from China, the UK, and Australia suggests that asymptomatic COVID-19 cases may not be infectious. The study screened about 10 million residents of Wuhan, China, where the virus originated. The study identified only 300 asymptomatic cases and found they were unlikely to be infectious. However, the notion of asymptomatic transmission has been the basis for lockdowns around the world. And finally, Philip Zotiades, a Christian father and businessman who helped a mother and her daughter escape the U.S. back in 2009, has been imprisoned on misguided kidnapping charges. Zotiades was helping the mother, who became a Christian out of a lesbian lifestyle, escape from her previous lesbian partner. The Zotiades family has asked believers to pray for a pardon from President Trump. You can watch a 12-minute long video and send an email to the White House through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.